You're doing two shows, Bert?
Yeah.
Man, how is one man two shows? How does that work?
It turns into a long night because I end up doing like an hour 15, an hour 20.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, like, yeah, I'm constantly trying to keep my voice alive.
Wow. I bet you're going to be fine, man. The lyrics nice and big, big acoustics. So I'm going to be there, dude. I'm coming to the 9:30.
Oh, nice. 9:30 is always better, in my opinion.
You think? It's 7 to 9:30, so people get a ticket where you can because, you know, get in where you fit in to the Bert Show. It's the Body Shots Tour.
It depends when I have my coffee.
Well, would you have it before the first show?
It depends. Everything depends on my jog.
Yeah.
If I don't work out, then I have my coffee at 9:30. And if I work out, I have my coffee at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, this sounds crazy, but like a cup of coffee makes a difference, so much a difference in the show.
Wow. I bet it does. It makes a difference in my morning show. I know that.
Oh, it's like all of a sudden your brain's alive. It's so silly that I think I forget to have a cup of coffee before I go on stage. But you're like, oh, you're not thinking about it. I'll have a Kool-Aid.
You know what, though? It's so cool that you can walk out, just you, just a microphone, maybe a little table to put your drink on. But that's it. You don't need anything else. You might bring a manager along, but otherwise, that's a suitcase full of cash, Bert.
Yeah, you know, tell that to bands. When you do the breakdown, like I just did a gig, and the next night the Wu-Tang Clan was there, and they're like, they had 12 people on stage with them, and I was like, I guarantee if I was in the Wu-Tang Clan, I'd be like, all right, who do we need on this show?
Yeah, let's get it down to 9.
Really, you really just need Method Man, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
it's always fun watching the people who put together the stage, like all the stagehands.
Yeah,
it's so non-frills. They're like, literally just turn off the wedges on stage. That's it. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Let's go.
When you travel, is it just you and your manager? Do you have your family out? What do you do?
No, it's just me. I fly out. My manager or my assistant comes with me.
Mm-hmm.
My tour manager / assistant, but he's my cousin Andrew.
Okay.
And so it's actually pretty enjoyable. And then we have an opening act that usually meets us out there or flies with us from LA.
Right.
And and then we stay on the tour bus. We go to. All in all, it's my tour bus driver, Ron, my opening act, Shane Williamson, and then Dave Williamson or Shane Torres,
mm-hmm.
and then my Andrew. And we have a blast, honestly. Like, we go to lunch every day. We try to find an activity to do in Florida. We went spearfishing. We went surfing. we were in Buffalo last week. Went to the New Era compound.
Cool.
So, yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it.
That's great. Bert Kreischer, two shows at 7 and 9:30, and I'm coming to the 9:30. I told you. I'm celebrating my birthday at your show, Bert, because it's my birthday this weekend, and I can't think of a better way to kick it off than to be with you, because you're the party animal. You won the award in Rolling Stone.
I know. Can you believe it?
Man, that's wild.
I think of that sometimes. I think of that sometimes, and I look back, and I go, God, man, I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
I was a legit child. Thinking this literally just running into life going, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Not having any idea. You look back at things you, like, I was just telling someone the other day, I walked on to Florida State's baseball team,
mm-hmm.
and I went to the first practice. I was literally there. They're like, how long were you on the team for? I was like, maybe 45 minutes, because the coach said, you know, listen, go down to the bullpen and catch the pitchers, 90 pitches each. And he's like, you know, and take that pledge pin off. We got no room for partying. And I literally walked out left field fence in my uniform, walked out left field fence and said, I'm done with baseball. Made like a, just in my head, I was like, I do not want to catch a bullpen for 5 years. Walked into my hotel room. We used to do the thing where we turn the lights out, listen to Pink Floyd, smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
We call it time traveling.
Yeah.
I literally laid on the ground with them in the dark, got high, and I thought, I think I'm just going to party for a living. In my head, that flipping decision, now I'm here, 46 years old, partying for a living, doing stand-up comedy. Like, I'm like, wow, what if I had stuck with baseball? Maybe I'd be a Hall of Famer.
Maybe, yeah. But you made that decision to have a career in partying while you were in college. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I know. And now, God.
What was your major, man? What were you aiming for before this?
Creative writing.
Yeah.
Wasn't real.
No. Yeah, I was business. That wasn't real either. I was like, man, no, I'm not putting a tie on, first of all. Second of all, I don't want to cross my legs when you do. So I'm going to do this instead.
Yeah. Not to get super deep about this, but like I played baseball with this guy, Brad Radke, who went on to play pro.
Yeah.
And all growing up, all the dads always said he's going to go play professional baseball his whole life. I remember one day I was in the car with my dad and I was like, how come no one says that about me? He was like, well, it's not effortless for you, buddy. He's like, you have to work at it. He was like, for Brad, it's just effortless. He's like, trust me, when you find the thing you're meant to do, you'll know it. And that first time I did stand-up, I called my dad. I swear to God, I was like, Dad, do you remember the thing Brad had with baseball? He was like, yeah. I go, I got it with stand-up. And my dad's like, all right, I'll support you. Go to New York. Start stand-up. Yeah.
Nice.
Everything for me goes back to sports analogies. I can always relate everything to a sports analogy.
Because you look like you come from a team of something, man. I mean, you're not the average guy. You're walking around. You can probably, you know, squash some people along the way if you want.
I think, I'm still fairly athletic. Like, I ran the L.A. Marathon with no training because my buddy said I couldn't. I was talking to Rogan and Ari and Tom, and they were like, Segura, and they were like, there's no way you can run the L.A. Marathon. And I was like, I definitely could. And they're like, Dad, no way. And so I went, drank the night before, woke up, went down, ran it in 5 hours and 33 minutes, and everyone was like, shut up. I was like, yeah, Mickey Mantle gene, baby.
Yeah. You know what? I know that because I saw you on the L.A. News. You were on the noon news in L.A., which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, did you see me on the L.A. News when I was talking about sunglasses?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's one of my favorite things ever that no one saw, is they were doing interviews on sunglasses. And when I worked on Travel Channel, uh-huh. I remember having to do Man on the Street interviews where you, like, talk to people about the theme park. Uh-huh. And they were so exhausting because you could be there for literally 2 hours waiting to get a good one. And I was like, dude, and this girl was just setting up. I was like, I'm going to make her day. I'm going to give her the best interview she's ever had, and then she'll be done. And I gave her literally 15 minutes of undappled, meaning I wasn't in the shade where leaves were covering my face, mm-hmm. undappled, pure shade interview, and they only used like a minute of it.
Mm, that's what happens a lot.
I gave her gold.
And they put the gold somewhere on a shelf somewhere. They do that.
Like, they could have been like the machine. They didn't even do any research.
Yeah.
Body Shots World Tour in there. Mention I'm going to be in Virginia Beach in Baltimore. Come on, baby.
Yeah. And, hey, how about the machine? The machine itself is still running very strong, like well-oiled, I think. So I can't wait, Bert. I'm coming, man.
Dude,
so
we just sold that story as a movie.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, you're on the rise still. I mean, this isn't like you're on a plateau and you're just riding this thing.
By the way, if this is a plateau, I'll take it.
It's not. You're still going. You're still going up, dude. And it's so cool. I mean, when I first talked to you about this lyric show, you're like, yeah, we're going to do one show. And then you're like, man, I can't believe the Four Tops are playing the night before or whatever. And now you're doing two shows. They're not doing two. You are.
Let me tell you something. If you could tell me I could have their career, I'd take it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
The Four Tops? Holy yeah. crap.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you, your career is going fine, and I can't wait to see you, man. So I'm going to shout real loud, Stash. If I say, hey, Bert, it's Stash, you'll know who it is.
I know exactly who it is.
Cool. All right, brother. I can't wait. Place is going to be jumping, so I'll see you there, man, and we'll kill it. All right?
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Friday night with Bert, man. We'll see you there, dude.
I'll see you there, Stash.
All right.